on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Thursday, the 10th of January, 2019. And today, Sir Rod Stewart, the UK singer who's had loads of hits, he turns 74 today. Megan, the US musician with Steely Dan, is 71. George Foreman, not the grill dude, the American boxer, he turns 70 today.
That is the grill dude.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the grill dude, and he's a boxer. Pat Benatar, the US singer, she came out with massive hits like these ones. She turns 66 today. Sean Colvin, the US singer-songwriter, is 63. Brad Roberts, the lead singer for Canadian band Crash Test Dummies, he's 55. Jeremy Sims, the Australian actor, is 53. Jermaine Clement, the New Zealand comedian and musician, is 45. Chris Daddy Mac, one half of the US rap duo Chris Cross, is 40.
He's the only member. The other one died.
Oh, that's a bit sad. So there's no Cross to the Chris.
Yeah, and things aren't wiggity-wiggity-wack anymore.
Moving along. Matthew Lee Neves, the Australian actor who starred in Offspring, is 40. And Stephen May, the AFL footballer, is 27.
That's a lot of birthdays. London's Metropolitan, the world's first underground passenger railway, opened to the general public on this day in 1863.
We just call it the Metro. Tintin and his dog Snowy made their comic strip debut on this day in 1929.
Then aged just 21, Elvis Presley recorded his first big hit, and here it is.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just a lonely.
Of course, that's Heartbreak Hotel, recorded on this day in 1956.
The Greatest Show on Earth, directed by Cecil B. DeMille, opened in the US on this day in 1952. It starred Charlton Heston.
John Gordon was sworn in as Australia's Prime Minister on this day in 1968. Now, if I was to say the name Tony Bullimore, what would you say?
That does ring a bell. It's tugging at my memory. Why? Who? What?
Well, he died a couple of months ago, for one.
Oh.
But he's also the yachtsman that was rescued by HMAS Adelaide after spending 5 days in an upturned hull when he was doing that Around the World.
That's right. Yes, I remember that now. That was in 1997, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And today was a very sad day as David Bowie, the UK singer-songwriter, died from liver cancer in 2016, just 2 days after his 69th birthday. Still miss him.